Right, I'd like to introduce now three speakers from Japan. Can we have the lights up, please, so that we at least see for them to get on the stage? The three speakers from Japan are Fumiaki Itakura from the National Film Center, Akahiro Saino from Imajika, and Dr. Katsuhisa Ozeki from Fujifilm. They're going to show a piece of film during the middle of this presentation, and they're just working out their arrangement amongst themselves. So they're going to use that microphone that's on there. Okay.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. hello, everyone. I'm Fumiaki Itakura from National Film Center, Tokyo. And before we start the main topic of Ginrin Restoration Project, I would like to introduce the recent social and cultural circumstances of film preservation and restoration in Japan, because I think it's very important for the people here to know it. Over the last few years, social interest toward preservation of audiovisual media in Japan have been increasing more than ever. The symbolic event was that last year, nitrate film material was designated as important cultural property for the first time. This means that this film materials come to be recognized as a national object to be preserved, as well as the fine art painting and sculptures in Japan. And I hope this designation will form the basis of film preservation movement in Japan. Now I start to talk about Ginrin. National Film Center Tokyo has conducted the digital restoration and experimental film Ginrin. The English title is Bicycle in Dream, in collaboration with Imajika, the post-production laboratory, and Fujifilm, the filmmaker. Produced in 1955, Ginrin marks one of the early achievements in the history of Japanese experimental cinema. The film was directed by Toshio Matsumoto, a pioneering experimental filmmaker, with the scores of Music Concrete by Toru Takemitsu, you are listening now, with the special effect by Eiji Tsuburaya of the Gojira fame. Having been thought lost for a long time, the film was rediscovered in 2005 in the form of the original negatives of in its English-titled version, but the color of this film was badly faded. The most important technical challenge of this restoration project is to examine the potentiality of long-term preservation method of color images. By applying black and white separation films, which is newly designed for DI process, combining the digital and analog preservation techniques, we will reach the innovative method of long-term image preservation. Now, Mr. Saino is going to explain the restoration workflow, and after that, Mr. Ozeki will talk about the characteristics of new black and white film.
Hi, I'm Aki Seno from Imajika, and Imajika performed actual work with the National Film Center and the Fujifilm. Let me introduce the workflow in this practice. So the original negative source is the 35mm original color negative. However, we made a color intermediate positive with a wet process, in order to avoid future damages on the original negative. The intermediate positive was scanned in the 4K resolution by self-developed scanners, and performed down resolution to 2K to handling more easily. On the restoration master data, scratch and dust are removed, and also the color grading was performed by the reproducing the original look at the time accomplished with the director Toshio Matsumoto. And here's a sample of the before and after images. And left side is the original, and right side is the restored stuff. And as is shown here, dust and tape splice are removed, and the faded color was recovered. This is the second sample. And from the restoration data, so we made a 3 prints in this practice. I'd like to explain why we made a 3 prints in this practice. We made a color intermediate negative for first print. So this is normal restoration stuff in the our post-production. And in consideration of the long-term storage, we created the black and white separation negatives for the second print. It is a purpose of this practice. And the last, we made a third print because the there would be the possibility that we may restore by the digital process by the use of the black and white separation stuff for the future. And here is a, we'd like to show you some clip as a digest version in the order to the print 1, 2, and 3 to see a difference in terms of the sharpness, color separation, and the grain. So could you start screening? So each clip has the almost 2 minutes, and first one is the print first, print one, number one, and second is number two, and third is number three. So no sound data inside because this is digest version, and print number one is right here. So this is a digital restoration version. It was made from the color negatives and the contact printer. So you will see the some grain and color separations as well as the sharpness. So I pick up the some typical seeds because it was a experiment titles, and special effects supervisor have trying such kind of the experienced trying. So from here is the print number 2 and the analog black and white composite version. The separation negative were integrated by the optical printer, then the print was made. This is a analog composite version. And these three data is the timing process and to close as possible for each other to see the any difference in the this digest version. So this is the last one, print number 3, and digital black and white composite version. This separation negative was scanned and composed digitally. Subsequently, the color negatives was created by 2K film recording, and the print was made by the contact printer. Okay, so excuse me. So print number 1 and print number 3 do not make the great difference, and they there are the some advantages such as the sharpness and the color separation in the print number 2. And to see the more clearly understand for the here is the comparison digital image at the marked red. Workflow, the current negative and the separation negatives. So this is the just one sample of the left side is the RDI and the right side is the RDS. So left side is the pass to the print number one process, and RDS three is like a print number three process is here. So you will see the some sharpness difference around the 40 or 28, something like that. And we confirmed there is the some advantage of the color separation. And regarding the grain, so we adjusted the enhanced level at the separation to match the hazards. So pretty much it from him, from me.
Oh, I'm Katsuhisa Ozuki from Fujifilm. It is my honor to be here and to introduce you our new film, black and film stock. The new black and white film stock designed for digital recording was released in this April. Today, I would like to show the points of the film technology. First is sensitization technology of superfine silver halide grains. Second, antihalation technology. And finally, I would like to show you performance of the new black and white film, Eterna RDS. This is a section image of black and white films. Left is black and white separation film of another company for comparison, which is so far used for digital recording. And right is our new one. Finer grains are coated in a thin layer, and thick antihalation layer can be seen. Enough amount of dyes are coated in the layer to prevent reflection of light. Here, I would like to show the small review of photographic process. Silver halide grains in a film are photosensor. Sensitizing dyes absorbed on a grain absorb light and generates a dipole and an electron. The electron forms a latent image combined with Easy ions, and we can get image by development. The smaller the size of the grain is, the lower is its sensitivity, because the smaller grain absorb less light. Further, recombination will take place here. Recombination is a reaction between an electron and a dipole, resulting in loss of sensitivity. Recombination is enhanced in a smaller grain because the distance of an electron and a hole becomes closer. This slide shows another problem, that is high intensity reciprocity law failure, HIRLF. HIRLF is decrease in sensitivity by short period high intensity exposure. It is a case of laser exposure, like a IR laser. High density of electrons and holes generated by high intensity exposure enhances recombination and or dispersion of latent image. Dispersion of latent image is latent image forms many small latent sub-images that has no development activity, resulting in loss of sensitivity. This slide shows a technology to prevent recombination. that is reduction sensitization. Reduction sensitization generates 82 centers by reductant, by use of reductant in AGX grain. 82 prevents recombination by reacting with a whole and producing AZ atom. AZ atom decomposes easily into AZ ion and an electron, and that also contributes to latent image formation. So it is very effective sensitization because one photon generates two electrons as a result. And another technology to increase sensitivity to prevent the HIRLF is iridium complex doping. Iridium complex doped into AZX grains and capture photoelectrons for 0.1 seconds and release it. So usually the laser exposure time is 1 microsecond, so short period. The iridium complex making high intensity exposure into medium intensity exposure and disturbing recombination and dispersion of light and image. Next is anti-halation technology. This slide shows the behavior of light in a film. Image quality is degraded by two undesirable behavior of incident light in the film. One is light scattering by AZX grains. The other is reflection of light at the boundary of the film. Here we call both as halation. We estimated two types of dyes to prevent halation. Dye one is a dye fixed in the H layer, and dye two is a dye diffused to all layers. First, we estimated flare. Flare is considered lack of low frequency sharpness. In case of laser exposure, weeping of light image is observed at the boundary of exposure. Here is exposure, here is dark. We defined flare as is shown in the figure and quantified. This figure shows improvement of flare by dye. Horizontal line indicates absorbance of light by dye 1 or dye 2. As is shown in this figure, flare decreases along with the increase of absorbance of dye. And whether improvement was observed by use of dye 1. And this figure shows high frequency, 4 cycle per millimeter sharpness, that is the same as 2K resolution. Horizontal line is dye absorbance. Vertical line is sharpness, and sharpness 0.5 means half of the image is degraded, as is shown in this figure. Better improvement was observed by use of diffusing dye 2. In a new black and film, both dye 1 and dye 2 are used to prevent flare and to improve high frequency sharpness. And last is the performance of the new black and white film. Figure 11 shows that no flare can be observed in case of a new film. It is hard to distinguish, but figure 12 shows a high frequency sharpness. Usually, on my monitor, the clear lines can be seen in the light figure. I'm sorry. And figure 13 shows the reproduced image. The smooth skin reproduction of new film indicates excellent granularity of new film. And this is a characteristic curves of black and white films corresponding to various development times. New film shows constant gamma. It means toughness of the film against the fluctuation of development conditions. And last figure shows the result of the stability of silver image examination. The form and density of developed silver was changed under the high temperature and 60% RH condition. The activation energy of the reaction was estimated as 34.7 kilocalories per mole by Arrhenius method. The life of the silver image is defined as the period until the density of the image changes by 10%. The life expectancy was estimated more than 1,000 years at 20 degrees centigrade. The details of the study on the stability will be reported annual conference of Society of Photographic Science and Technology of Japan held in at the end of the May. And this is summary. Thank you.
This is the end of our presentation. I hope we will continue to collaborate this kind of project. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Stay there. We might have some questions. An opportunity. That was actually, as you probably realized, two presentations. And have we got questions on either of them? No? Thank you very much indeed.